Many through the centuries see in our first scripture reading a reference to the coming Messiah. And you must remember that this psalm was written hundreds and hundreds of years before the birth of Christ. See if you can pick up on the message in Psalm 118. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And then our New Testament reading from the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, verses 14 through 19. And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Here ends our scripture reading for this morning.
Thank you.
My friends, if I ask the question, how do you understand Easter? And if about 20 people could speak in church this morning, I think each and every one of us would be amazed to know how many different understandings, how many different interpretations there are about this glorious day that we are celebrating today. Yes, it's not always easy to understand. And if it's difficult for grown-ups, then you can imagine how difficult it is for younger children. They get a little bit confused because we come to them with Easter eggs and chocolate bunnies and a lot of other things. So there is the story about this confusion of a group of 5-year-olds gathered in a Sunday school class, and it was Easter. And teacher asks, can anyone tell me what day today is? And one cute, darling little girl said, I know, today is Easter, because Jesus rose from the grave. Teacher couldn't believe the kid knew, and she exclaimed, that's fantastic, that's wonderful. But the little girl wasn't done, she had more to say. So she simply kept on talking. But if he sees his shadow, he has to go back in for 7 weeks. Easter tells us that the long night has ended, that daylight has broken, the pain and suffering is now over, death and destruction is no more. Easter is a celebration of new life and new beginnings in Christ. And foremost in our minds today are the different biblical accounts of the life, the death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. On the first Easter, the joyful alleluias, the life songs of a forgiven and resurrected people, one after the other, replaced the hateful cries to crucify, crucify. The death-dealing cross on which Jesus suffered became a tree of life-bearing fruits of forgiveness. The sealed tomb became a symbol of liberation. That's why we say it is a very good day that we celebrate today. We worship with joy and we give and bring glory to God. It is a good day indeed. The Apostle John wrote, on the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being shut where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, peace be with you. So we can say that the first Easter sermon recorded in Scripture consisted of only 4 words. Peace be with you. And that was the Easter message of Jesus to them, his followers. Peace be with you. Peace. When we hear the word peace, uttered so long ago, then we cannot help it but we just wish that Jesus could stand in our midst once again today and say to all of us and to America and to the world, peace be with you. Because our young men and women are dying across the waters. Because there is suffering and pain in more places than we can mention this morning. Peace has become a rare commodity in our times. Oh, how we wish that there could be peace on earth, in our hearts, for our families. We wish that for the entire world. What happened that day when Jesus said, peace be unto you? Well, we cannot explain it exactly, but we do know what happened in the lives of the disciples. Before that, they were dead scared. And some of them may be thinking, they got Jesus. I may be next. The Bible says they were afraid. They hid away. They locked the doors. But if you read the Bible after they heard for the first time, peace be unto you, that somehow more than just the door of the room that they were in got unlocked. From that moment on, their fear subsided, and they would never be alone and afraid again. We can explain it this way. We may not be able to see the wind, but we can see it having its impact on the trees. And so the effect of the living Christ changed something in the downhearted and thoroughly defeated disciples. The good message of the gospel is that Christ still brings radical change in the lives of people. Sadly, there is a condition: if they would let him. So many of us have grown up and lived under the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we say we believe, but we kept Christ at a respectful distance. Yeah, it's okay enough to have a casual relationship with him, we think. But to allow him to come in deep inside and to touch me and to change me in a radical way, well, that's not so easy. Yes, we feel comfortable to know that Christ is there, and we want to keep him close by in case we have an emergency. But to be touched, to be changed, to have a resurrection, to celebrate a true Easter, many, many say thank you, but no thank you. My friends, there's a story about a certain group of people who sent some farming utensils as a part of their mission to far away Africa. And to the one container, they added a farming plow, hoping that the people would learn to till the earth, to plant the seeds that they were sending and so that they could produce their own food and put an end to the hunger. But somehow this farming plow came into the hands of a very primitive tribe in the darkest part of that dark continent. They looked and they looked. They had never seen such an instrument before. And they asked one another, "What's this for? What shall we do with it?" Know what they did? Because they were a scared people, they took the plow, they set it up in the middle of their fields, and they started worshiping it. Each day they would interrupt their work for prayers to spend some time, and they worshiped, and they worshiped. And if you know the people of Africa, many of the tribes, that's what they do the moment when they fear, the moment when they're uncertain. And you would say, "But there's something wrong here. Something is misunderstood. The plow was designed to cultivate the soil and to provide them with food, to touch and to change their lives." However, instead of being used as a means of deliverance for the people, they simply added it to the many other burdens they already had. Does this sound like a fable? Totally untrue story? No, friend. Oh no. That is exactly where the faith of many still stand. Oh, we believe with our hearts that Christ is alive. But let him keep his distance. It's okay. We will worship him. But he must not mess with our insides, with our preferences, with our lives. So many people miss the point. They never understand the meaning of Easter, and they miss the joy of a resurrected living. They become like those disciples before they heard the words, "Peace be with you," who had the curtains drawn and the doors barred, living troubled and uncertain lives. Christ spoke with them long ago, and he released them, and he brought them out in the sunlight of God, and they were touched, and they were changed. They never feared again. They carried the gospel of Jesus Christ to far ends of the world. Maybe that's what we need on this Easter day. Maybe we again need to hear the calming assurance that only Christ can give, saying to us here, "Peace unto you." It's another way of saying, "You are loved. You have been redeemed in Christ Jesus. You are of priceless value." Can you think if each and every one of us would believe the gospel story this morning? If we would believe that Christ is calling us and sending us into the world? Can you think what would happen right here in Cocoa Beach? Right there when some of you return to the congregations that you love up country? Can you think if God's people would undergo an Easter resurrection, what would happen in this world? "You are precious to me. You belong to me. I bought you with a price." Peace be unto you. And now I send you into the world. Here's how the gospel says it. Peace be unto you, as the Father has sent me, even so I send you. So Christ's plan for the peace of the world is centered in God's people. That's us, that's you and me. We're getting the message. If the world is to have peace, then we must be the makers and the messengers of that peace. A peace we believe that only Christ can give. So once again, it's Easter. Soon the service will be over. I hope you will remember to pick up the lily that you bought and carry it somewhere where it can bloom and be beautiful and be something special for someone. And then we say, oh, thank God it's all over. What a busy Easter time it was. Now we can rest. My friend, is there someone here this morning who has not yet experienced the peace that Christ offers? Come out. Come out, I invite you, in the name of our Savior. Come out into the sunlight and let His love flood your heart and your soul this very day. Because He lives, I can walk into the future because I no longer fear. Because I have discovered the Lord of my life has purpose and my life has meaning. Because He lives, our weeping has ended and our sunset of despair has turned into a sunrise of hope. Because He lives, you and I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living, just because He lives. Happy Easter. Our Savior lives. May God touch us, change us, to take the Easter story to a world in darkness. Amen.